In an era where images can be sent in fractions of seconds, the idea of sending photos via airmail might sound strange, but one Colorado rafting company is continuing a tradition of leaving its delivery in the hands of some fine feathered friends. KUNC's Stacy Nick has more.
It's a beautiful, clear morning along the Cashlapoota River. The water is high and fast, the sun is shining, and David Terry is wrapping up his safety talk before taking a group of rafters down the river.
Anybody ever heard about the birds with Rocky Mountain Adventures? No? You're probably wondering why I got like a cage of pigeons up here wearing these funny backpacks, right?
That's right. Sitting at Terry's feet is a cage with three pigeons wearing teeny tiny backpacks. That might sound strange, but believe it or not, Rocky Mountain Adventures has actually been using the birds as an integral part of its rafting business since the early 1990s. Back then, they still relied on film cameras to take photos of clients along the river. But there was a problem.
We didn't have a way to get the pictures back before customers did, so.
So that's where the pigeons and those backpacks come in. The photographers would strap custom-made backpacks onto homing pigeons, pop a roll of film into the sleeve, and send the birds back to headquarters. The pigeons can make the flight in about half the time a car can. This way, the film would be developed, printed, and ready for customers by the time they finished their trip.
I thought it was just kind of a running joke. So it took me by surprise when I came in and realized that, oh, wow, this is a working part of the company, and they are used in the capacity that was described, you know, bringing down the film. And
since then, Terry says he's formed a bond with the birds.
It's always a little nerve-wracking. You know, I'm a father myself, so I got that paternal instinct. So every time I fly them, I'm like, all right, come home, you know, make it home safe.
Because they don't always make it back. Predators like hawks are often around. It's why they make the color of the backpacks match the bird, so they don't look injured and like easy prey. It's also why Terry scans the sky before he gets ready to open the cage and release the pigeons for the crowd.
Safe travels.
Yeah, gotta wish them well.
Yep. All right, one, two, three.
Rafter Alan Huffman watches the birds take off. He had no idea pigeons would be part of this trip.
I thought it was pretty cool. It was sort of a throwback to the past when you had actual chemical film and you had to move it from one place to another as opposed to bits and bytes, with the digital film.
But to his daughter, 11-year-old Sydney, who doesn't know what film is, much less why birds would be carrying it, the whole thing is very confusing.
I have no idea, actually. I really had no idea.
Film was before her time. So I used to have a little canister of film because you couldn't immediately see what you had taken a picture of. So you had to send it somewhere, and they had to develop it, and then you could see it. So that's why they would fly it down there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Less than 15 minutes after being released, the pigeons return to their coop, where caretaker Lainey Phillips is waiting.
So I like to call that one Puff Daddy, that one's Betty White, that one's David Jr.
So how do you get the backpacks on? Is it hard? I'm assuming it's kind of difficult.
I mean, it's pretty easy if you are confident, So the birds, they're not exactly used to it at this point. So there are a few that really, they kind of expect it when you go in there. They're like, all right, put their wings up, and they're like, okay. But yeah, I mean, as long as you just confidently grab the pigeon and then keep the wings tucked so they don't, keep flapping around their wings. And so it's a Velcro system, so you'll get it over their head, and then there's a back strap and a belly flap, and you just wrap the Velcro around and get the sides latched around their wings. And I think the hardest part is just getting the bird.
What goes in those backpacks may be changing, though. Rather than film or memory cards, now it might just be a special note from rafters. Owner David Terry could use drones for that, but says he's not going to.
We definitely won't be replacing the pigeons with a drone anytime soon. We love having them, and it's something unique that, regardless of the technology that's developed, you can't replace.
Because the rafting community is a tight-knit one, Terry says. One that is home to the guides, the local outdoor community, and the pigeons.
Thank you.
Yeah, no
Stacy
problem.
Nick, KUNC, Cashlapoota Canyon.
You excited to do some rafting as well?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, right? You weren't just here for the pigeons.